The Spanish surrealist Salvador Dalí spent much of the 1940s in Monterey, California. There, the largest collection of Dalí works on the West Coast has just opened. KQED's Rachel Miro got a preview.
Everything's still in bubble wrap less than a week before opening day. But Dmitry Peterman knows where each piece is. The Ukrainian-born real estate developer has collected more than 570 etchings, lithographs, sculptures, and tapestries, and he can speak with intimate detail about all of it. Ripping open one bubble-wrapped lithograph after another, he describes Dalí's images and technique.
Some of the brushes he used had only one hair. So imagine the meticulousness with which he painted and created his art. That's when jokester Dalí kind of disappeared. But burning giraffes and elephants and the frail little legs, all of that is part of his work and part of the kind of provoking Dalí.
Peterman was a UC Berkeley undergraduate on a date one night about 30 years ago when he wandered into a San Francisco art gallery and encountered Dalí's soft construction with boiled beans.
Strange, very surreal, and very grotesque even.
Disjointed body parts clutch each other in a desperate wrestling match against a big blue Catalonian sky with clouds settling in. The painting anticipates the onset of the Spanish Civil War. Dalí is best remembered for his silliness, but he tackled serious topics too.
He was a provocateur, thinking outside the box, painting outside the box.
After college, Peterman made a fortune in real estate and began collecting. He now owns the largest collection in the U.S. outside of the Salvador Dalí Museum in St. Petersburg, Florida. Now it's all going up in what used to be a history museum at the foot of Fisherman's Wharf. Monterey might seem a bizarre choice, but it's not. Dalí was a fixture on the local art scene in the 1940s, even though, here as elsewhere, Dalí's outrageous eccentricities made more of a splash than his art did. Nearly everyone remembers his pointy mustache as much as they do the persistence of memory, his painting with the melting clocks.
Mr. Salvador Dalí gives a party. A puzzled guest, Bob Hope, sees the fish course served in satin slippers. Presumably, the fish is sold.
A party at Monterey's elegant Hotel Del Monte, captured in a Paramount newsreel, was Dalí's most memorable local exploit. He was a pop culture icon a half century ago. He worked for Hitchcock and Disney. He was a regular on the talk show circuit, too, including this visit to the Merv Griffin Show in 1965.
My work consists in the meticulous execution of my dreams.
You dream your painting?
Dalí dream in glorious technicolor.
Today, surrealism may no longer be in vogue, but Dalí's technicolor artwork has more of a chance of drawing a crowd than what used to fill the museum run by the Monterey History and Art Association. President Larry Chavez says the museum operated at a loss in recent years as public interest in its maritime collection faded.
We've been in existence since the early 1930s. Our membership is getting a little bit older. And this is going to be a Kickstarter to get new people involved.
The building is stuffed to the gills with Peterman's Dalí collection, which will stay here permanently. Peterman also hopes to host visiting Dalí exhibitions, as well as surrealist dinners that shock and delight the way the artist himself did back in the day. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Monterey.